Man, there's a lot of things happening in Rochester. James Patterson joins us now, Rochester City School Board Member. Is that correct? Board Member? Member
Commissioner
of the board?
Board Member, yes.
Board Member. Good morning, sir. How are you feeling today?
I am feeling well, thank you.
Good
Friday,
to have,
man.
Yeah, it is. It's feeling Friday. But
every day's a Friday for me. Though. I'm retired.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is good. Well, you're part of the Rochester City School Board. What is going on? Because there's a lot of different things moving around with the city school district. Not only as we get ready to head into the second half, which we've already started, we're like three quarters in, but for fall as well. I know there's a big discussion that's coming around about East High School. There's a big sort of decision that needs to be made there. And then there's other stuff that's going on as well. And I want to get into what we were talking about off air, which we'll get into later, progressive discipline. That's something that we had to talk about because we had a caller with a question this morning that runs right down that line. So where would you like to start, sir? Because there's a lot of stuff to get into.
Oh, my goodness. I think, you know, first and foremost, I thank God for even giving me this position, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to speak honestly and openly and with integrity and transparency, most important, yeah. right? You want a board member to be transparent with you and not do and say things just that are political, mm-hmm. right? I'm not even though they say I'm a politician, I'm not. I guess I'm apolitical. I don't know, the negative political, whatever that word is. But mm-hmm. For me, it's relationships. Relationships are key within our community, you know, with our parents, with our students. And the lack of transparency doesn't allow us to build those relationships. Mm. So for me, let's begin with my voice as a commissioner. Mm-hmm. What I'd like the public to know, and we're not speaking enough from I've heard from the dais when our president speaks, Cynthia Elliott, the community thinks she speaks for us. She does not speak for us, and I'm going to be writing Cynthia and letting her know that you have to say when you're speaking for yourself. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the community thinks you're speaking for us, mm-hmm. and the news media thinks you're speaking to us. So I would even ask the news media, why aren't you interviewing us?
Yeah.
You know, and get our independent thoughts. As board members, we're equal. Beatrice and Cynthia, president and vice president, have their duties mm-hmm. as president and vice president, but they're not my boss. Mm-hmm. We're a group of seven, and the power is in seven, right? I'm not into these alliances and, oh, we got four. That's the enemy's way of us, you know, working and, you know, dictating or defining, you know, how, you know, we reach decisions. But we have to start looking into our hearts, into our minds, into our souls, and putting student outcomes first and foremost. So I'm not saying that other board members don't care mm-hmm. about our children, but it's not a priority for some of them.
So let me ask you a question then. What is it that you guys I guess without giving out executive session, because I don't want to get into all that.
Right.
That's the legal world I don't want to go into. Basically, what executive session is, what you guys talk about behind closed doors, stays behind closed doors. It cannot be brought up in the public. It cannot be brought up in this interview. Can't be brought up any time whatsoever. That being said, what are some of the issues that do you agree or disagree with? And where is the communication? Where do you agree with what they've said, or where do you disagree with what has been said?
Well, for example, let's take two incidents that have occurred mm-hmm. just recently. Let's start with the March 25th meeting. You know, matter of fact, let's go back to mm-hmm. the East High EPO forum Tuesday, January 30th.
Okay.
Where you had, first of all, a decision on a roundtable that was made between two board members, mm-hmm. our president, Cynthia Elliott, and Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Those two individuals made a decision on a round table, which the East High community totally didn't want. They wanted the normal, you know, way of approaching the mic, mm-hmm. the democratic way, mm-hmm. and having your voice be heard. So, which I want to indicate that they did apologize that decision was made between the two and not between the body of seven. Mm-hmm. So we went back.
Yeah.
We voted and went back to the normal format. But when they came in to East High, the teachers, the administrators, I'll call it the East family, if you may, that they were ostracized, criticized, you know, by our president relative to their presence, how they had demanded a meeting a certain way, mm-hmm. that they brought in the media, that they bring in all their posters in a way that they felt verbally assaulted. Mm. And a few of them spoke out relative to that. But they thought because we didn't say anything as board members.
He was down with it.
Right. We agreed with that.
I got you.
And so I fielded numerous phone calls, you know, from the public relative that had to tell them that it happened so quickly, and especially when she went right into the first speaker, we didn't have an opportunity to reply.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've learned by that. I am going to have to interrupt and say, I'd like to say something.
Yeah.
So I learned by that. But we have to learn as board members, if you're speaking for yourself, you have to say that. Like today, I'm speaking for myself,
mm-hmm.
right? Not on behalf of any other board member. So, you know, we took a hit for that. What people don't know, on March 25th, there was a meeting at the University of Rochester consisting of, you know, high-level individuals. And, you know, it is reported that, you know, Cynthia kicked out some of the management. I'm mm-hmm. trying to go to my email right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is right here. So in that meeting, you know, I'll put our representative because I don't want to oust anyone for the U of R, but it was leadership, the president and her team.
Mm-hmm.
So Cynthia requested this meeting. They went over there. It was Cynthia, Carmine Peluso, our superintendent, Adrian Hale, our general counsel, the state independent monitor, Jaime Alicia, and they met with the president, Sarah Mangelsdorf,
mm-hmm.
Sarah Perret, I apologize, I'm not pronouncing that right, Sean Nelms, I'll just mention them, Joshua Farrellman, Elma Barcelo, and Clayton Jones. Asked that Sean Nelms, Joshua Fairman, mm-hmm. Elma Basolio, and Clayton Jones leave the meeting.
Oh. Called the meeting, but then told them to leave the meeting.
Told
allegedly.
Them to leave the meeting.
Yeah.
That's a U of R staff, mm-hmm. executive staff.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about community relations, right? We talk about, we go all the way back to, I think it was Xerox indicated that something about community relations. Rochester is connected, but we're not. And that's not the term I want to use. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're rich in resources, but yep. we're not interconnected.
Yep.
So here we are trying to connect. University of Rochester is connecting with us, but we're shoving those people out the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's not representative of the rest of the board members. We would have never done anything like that. But in that situation, Cynthia did represent us as board members, right? She's the
mm-hmm.
president.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, one of the reasons that, you know, Cynthia and Beatrice are upset at me, I cannot vote for you if you bully people like that.
Mm.
I cannot.
Mm.
So when I was attacked in open forum from the dais by Beatrice, why I voted against her, mm-hmm. or why I put someone up against her,
mm-hmm.
how do you expect me to vote for you when you guys are bullying people? You know, it's not right as a board member. We represent the public,
mm.
right? Mm. That voice is not James's. Mm. It's the public's voice. So why are you going to people we're trying to build relationships with and doing harm? That's a negative impact, a reflection on us as a board. So these are the things that bother me that I like to get out to the public. No, you know, Cynthia is not our voice as a board unless she says what she should be saying. She's speaking for herself,
mm-hmm.
And then saying when she's speaking for the board.
When would that be? Let me ask you that. That would that be as we as a board voted and the vote came to the conclusion of
yes.
this decision?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I just want to be clear about that. When they say, "Well, wait a minute, she's the president; she can't speak," and I'm like, "You can speak for what your personal opinion is, but for the board to vote on, say, for example, East High, the board has to vote on East High."
Correct.
And then the board came to the decision of this.
Right. And then the even to be more transparent, the board, in an important decision like that, they should know who voted which way.
Yeah.
You know, and so the public knows that we're supporting, who's supporting them and who's not. I guarantee if the public knew the votes, who voted for this, who voted for that,
yeah.
it would change our decision making.
Is that under, and I don't mean to go back to executive session.
No, we're not in that.
But no. Yeah. But would that be some, because I know for city council, you'll know who voted for what. Is that under privilege or does the public,
you have
is
the right allowed to know? That. Okay, absolutely.
Right. Okay. That's
public information.
So we can, so as
you
a,
can foil it.
So as a citizen in Rochester, I can say, well, can I see who voted for what?
Yep, you can foil it if they don't choose to give it to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You should know that.
At the water cooler this morning, thank you for making us part of your day. James Patterson is here. One of seven members of the Rochester City School Board. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
One of seven members. And today he's talking about how he feels about this.
Yeah, he's speaking for himself. But for Commissioner Patterson, I have a couple questions for you. My first question is, you know, within the last 5-10 minutes, you were very open and you, you know, you're speaking for yourself, but you're saying a lot of things. Are you afraid that there may be some kind of repercussion or backlash from the president and vice president?
Not in any way, shape, or form. They have to understand my resiliency, where I came from, you know, what my past and prior employment is. So, and number one, who I follow and lead, that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that's the only man I fear. So I'm built on transparency, integrity, and, I don't fear any type of repercussion because I've been sent here. And I think that's what some don't understand, that I've been sent to do certain things, which I didn't want the enemy to know what I'm doing. So I'm going to keep that to myself. But you should know there's people that are listening out there. When I say I've been sent, they know who sent me.
And my second question, Tariq, you know, I've been doing this with you for about 13, 14 years. There hasn't really been a lot of board members that had, you know, that come through the water cooler on a regular basis. And if they do, you know, I think Van is the only one that was really
consistent with it. And I have no, this is the one thing about the show. I always want to hear everybody's sort of side of it. If you're part of it, same thing for city council. Yeah. If you have a different sort of point of view, it's all good. As long as it doesn't get nasty and we don't get to this sort of public shaming of people. Because I think everybody's goal is the same, to make the city better. Yours as a member of the board, to make the school better.
Yes.
Now, we might not agree on how to get up the mountain. Mm-hmm. We might not agree on what issues, and that's fine. You're not supposed to, the team ain't supposed to agree on everything.
Right.
My goodness, the Chiefs was arguing on the sideline, and they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I understand there's going to be these moments of strife, and I'm not here to embarrass anybody. Last time I had Cynthia in, it was a great conversation.
Yeah.
It was a great discussion. It was good to have her in, and I understand that because you guys are all fighting for the same thing. But you don't have to all agree, and I understand that.
Now, I was saying, with all you being very vocal, I don't think there's ever really been too many board members that have really been as vocal as you're being vocal right now. And you were here a few months back with Dr. Paul Miller, remember, with that segment during the water cooler, and you were very vocal then. And I don't ever remember seeing any board members being that vocal to the point where it's like, oh man, he's talking too much.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Well, I mean, that's funny,
but true.
But it is from a place of getting better and transparency. Because I remember that was the one word you said a lot: transparency.
Right. And I wish I could have these conversations with just my board, but for the last 2 years, my voices have been muted, and I'm being transparent when I told them, if you're not going to listen to me, if you're not going to take some solutions, because with problems, I try to come with solutions, right? I just don't come to you with a problem. Again, being an ex-law enforcement, we're problem solvers, right? So, and I'll speak for myself there. But again, if you're not going to allow my voice to be heard and you're going to mute me, I told them, so I'm not gossiping, I'm going to take it wherever I can to talk to the community and let them know what the issues are, right? And the good things, positive things too. But we have to address the decades of dysfunction. You know, one thing that, ask yourself, what's been consistent? And when they say, well, we did this for years. We've been doing this for years. And where's that gotten you?
Yeah. What are the results?
Look at the negative results, the impact on our kids, how we're not reading on grade level when they're passing kid from grade to grade and not being able to read. You're failing our kids. The system has failed our kids for decades because they aren't prepared to go to the next grade. So if you can't read and write, how do you pass the test?
No.
How do you write a paper? How do you submit your work for grades? So kids start skipping school because they feel embarrassed. So then you have attendance issue. And then they're out committing crimes because they have nothing to do. Think about it. Think about the system, how the system is designed. Some will say the system, our people too, it's designed, it's working fine. You're right. It is designed a certain way, just like our government, right? They'll say it's working fine. was working against us as people of color.
But like anything else, though, like your phone or your watch, it's got to get updated. It's got to get updated with new things or, you know, no sort of, you know, new philosophies.
Good analogy.
What worked in '80s and '90s doesn't work in 20.
Great analogy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand it. A couple of things to get into. We had a mom call in this morning, very concerned. We played the phone call off the air to you, but what would you say to a mom that was in a situation where I think her son was injured at school?
Yeah, so I guess her son got into it with a sentry at mm-hmm. one of the schools, and where he has a black eye and a laceration above his eye, and she said that there was another incident a few months earlier, and she doesn't know who to contact or what steps to do to, I guess, deal with the issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything ongoing in investigation, I really can't speak to. Mm-hmm. I can give some advice, but I really can't speak to the incident itself.
Self, yes, yeah.
The one you said prior to, you know, if an individual, and I'll go back to this, right? Last year, we had 3, 4, 5, you know, long-term suspensions per board meeting and executive session. I can mention that. This year, I can only think of one or two mm-hmm. all year. Mm-hmm. So, again, my background is telling me that something's going on here that just doesn't smell right. So I did my own research into that, right? So coming down, you know, we talk about we don't want these kids long-term suspensioned anymore, and, you know, we're against that. And there's other organizations, which I don't want to mention, that are pushing this agenda. Again, they're pushing this agenda that mm-hmm. we shouldn't suspend kids. But I still believe there's certain situations where mm-hmm. there has to be consequences for your actions. So if kids are being assaulted, that isn't a agreed upon combat. They're just being assaulted and they're injured and they go to the hospital. Right. Yeah, there is an administrative policy where, you know, you contact your principal. And then if that doesn't work, we talked about progressive discipline, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Forms of discipline, and that's another area I want to go into. But, you know, you contact your school chief if that doesn't work with your principal, and then, you know, it goes into the administration all the way up to the superintendent. You know, but at least try those avenues. But for, you know, I'm thinking if a kid's assaulted, file a police report. Is that against what the school, you know, and the policy that they don't want you filing a police report? Yeah, that's true. But it's not the way James Patterson as a commissioner thinks. I think if my kid's assaulted, mm-hmm. I'm filing a police report. Mm. And we have to send a message to these kids that, you know, you could talk about the prison or school to prison pipeline, which that's a false narrative. I've done my own homework on that and, you know, spoken to numerous people, including the chief of police, who's given me, you know, his permission to voice this. I spoke with his data, you know, IT people over there, and I have the data before me, not today, but it shows that or determines that or shows, I should say, that these SROs, you know, the police officer were in the school, were directed by the principals to make those arrests. They didn't just do these things on their own. Mm. So, you know, was it right? No, I don't think that all these arrests, you know, were right back then. And again, I can't speak too much to that because I'm from, you know, originally years ago from Buffalo. But, you know, taking the board 2 years ago, I can speak relative to that, you know, we have to do something. Times are different today.
Yeah.
You know, the crimes are more violent today. The assaults are more violent today than they were, you know, years ago. You know, we might have a fight in school. We're friends, you know, after school. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Today, you turn that quickly, yeah.
You know, a kid can be, you know, killed, you know, by the end of school. So, and as we've seen. So we have to address these issues differently. Not that we shouldn't have restorative practices or the hub, mm-hmm. as they've come up with, and things like that. But we have to ask our questions. We have to ask for data. Show me that this is a proven, you know, this way we're going. It's proven. Restorative practices is voluntary.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's, for me, it should be mandatory. If you don't want to be long-term suspended, then it should be mandatory that you participate, you know, in restorative practices.
Yeah. James Patterson here, Rochester City School District Board member, one of seven on the board, speaking on his behalf on a number of different issues. I want to take a break, but can we get into the progressive discipline? Because sure. that kind of goes down the same alley as the caller. What is that? What does that mean?
Right now?
Yeah. Oh. What does that mean?
For example, let's take a principal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It is reported that maybe by staff, teachers, a vote of no confidence, you know, number one, I want to know why you want to vote of no confidence on, you know, one of our principals. Because we talk about we don't have enough people of color working for us, but we're removing these people of color and putting them in central office. You know, so that doesn't make any sense to me. Progressive discipline, why isn't there coaching, you know, for our black administrators, principals? You know, why isn't there a letter of censure if you're not doing things, or a letter of correction? Mm-hmm. You know, what we want to see changed, right? Why isn't there maybe suspended for a certain, you know, period of time, you know, until, you know, you have the understanding that you have to start doing things that are appropriate? Why isn't there then dismissal? You know, why are we so quickly removed from central office? Why are the unions becoming involved? And again, I'm a union person. My parents work for General Motors. So I'm for union rights, but not so much authority within the district that you're dictating policy, what we do with our people. So I wrote a letter on injustice, that this is an injustice what we're allowing to occur. 8 out of 11 principals at this point in time are of color, either black or Hispanic, that have been removed from their positions. We as board members, again, I understand our position of governance, right? We're not administrators. Have some been attempting to administer for decades here? Yes. And that's the issue. We're stepping out of our roles as governance, right? So, you know, I'm requesting that as board members, if you're going to remove, you know, a person, we want to know why. You know, if that's, you know, if I'm going to vote on that, I want to know the reason why. I want to see it in writing. Don't tell me I don't have to show you that because they don't have tenure. I don't work for you.
There has to be a board. It has to be a reason somebody's been removed.
I want to know if there's a reason,
and
put it in writing. I want to see it in writing while you remove that person. I'm talking principals right now, right? Let alone teachers. But, you know, the incidents that I'm looking into and that have come been drawn to my attention, you know, is that we're being removed without cause. We want to see that. I would think every board member would want to see that. And that's what I said to them, that you should want to know why, you know, 8 out of 11 principals are females of color. Right? What's the common denominator? I always look for that in law enforcement, right? What's the and there is a common denominator. And I hope this person's listening because I'm watching you. And I'm documenting everything. And so are other individuals. But more importantly, me. I'm watching you. So if I'm ever called, you know, to testify, you know, I'm going to make sure that I tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B, hip-hop, throwbacks. Member one of seven of the Rochester City School Board, James Patterson, joins us now. It's been a very interesting discussion, some stuff I had never heard of or thought of or known before being brought up. We appreciate that. And this is in an effort, and I want people to understand, and I don't speak for you, James. You got the mic on, so you can say what you like. It's in an effort to try to get some of the stuff that has been going on maybe for years, the bickering. There's a difference between bickering and disagreeing. You could disagree and be fine, right, James? This is not one of those situations where, okay, I'm right, you're wrong, and we're going to fight this out forever. Eventually, we have to move on for the success rate for the people of Rochester and the students of Rochester, whether we can't agree on everything, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Correct. Yep. Everyone has a right to their opinion.
Absolutely. I do want to get into a couple of anything else you'd like to mention before we have to get into Pass the Tea, because everything that happened in Kansas City, I don't understand why we just can't come together and celebrate and not have issues. I mean, you're from a part of law enforcement, and it just seems as if there's I with Joel Osteen's church last week, they got swallowed up because of the Super Bowl. So the media kind of swallowed it up and spit it out. Then this, and then we've come across a lot of different times when there's been celebrations that have gone and ended with some sort of violence or gun violence. And I know you've dealt with it in law enforcement for years going forward. So we'll get some of that in perspective with Pass the Tea coming up in about 10 minutes or so. But I wanted to get some of your final thoughts because he's got like a ton of notes. Is there anything else you'd like to know or let the community know before we wrap up?
Yeah, you know, you definitely have to bring me back because there's so many topics that we could, you know, discuss here and open the public's eyes, because the public always wants to know what we're doing, why we're doing it, what's this mean, what does that mean, and things along those lines. But for me, I chair audit, and I would like to see, going forward, a forensic audit done on certain areas that I've already, in some areas, been denied. So being the audit chair, I requested the superintendent's employee group. They call it SEG group. I want to know who's certified to be in these positions. Mm. And if a person was promoted because of cronyism or favoritism, mm-hmm. right, or nepotism, mm-hmm. you know, they didn't deserve those positions, or they weren't qualified, I should say, to be in those positions. So why did we put them in those positions when they weren't qualified? Was there a more qualified person that deserving of that? You know, are we hiring the best, you know, people, you know, in Rochester, you know, for our district? So I've also asked for audit of the safety and security. I've worked in safety and security, mm-hmm. so I know there's some areas that could be done. Not anything against, you know, James, you know, I'm forgetting last names now. Our
don't look at me. I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry. Apologize, James.
That's okay. That's all right.
You know, not saying that he's doing his job, but every area, at least I use my training. You know, we had a troop inspection, mm-hmm. and we had a division inspection, you know, once a year, each one. So why aren't we doing an in-depth investigation, not the correction, wrong word, inspection, you know, or audit, the words here, mm-hmm. Forensic audit of our areas, and especially the Community Resource Collaborative with, Anthony Hall. You know, not saying everyone is innocent until proven guilty, so I don't want to say he's guilty, but mm-hmm. any tie that he has to the district, you know, we should want, you know, to do a forensic audit on. No. Why not? We're just cleaning our house. Mm-hmm. You know, now we're being transparent to the public. You know, when they talk about missing dollars or dollars reallocated, you know, from, you know, one federal grant to another or whatever grant that we received, why not do things professionally? Start doing things professionally. Take some of my professional advice that, you know, I'm 62 years old, mm-hmm. been in law enforcement 27 years total, 12 years as an investigator. Why wouldn't you want to use my skills, you know, to make our organization better? We all have, you know, skills on mm-hmm. the board, different skills, mm-hmm. you know, that we should be able to bring together. If we all would respect one another for our different skills that we bring to the table, we'd enact change down there in that district. We'd get things done. But when you're, you know, either attempting to damage someone's character, you know, and that's your priority, mm-hmm. For his voice to be muted, you know, this is what happens. Yeah. You know, you mean I come out and how can I now get my voice out to the public where they know the facts?
Yeah.
So these are some of the things I'm requesting.
It's interesting. I mean, when it comes to situations like this, I just want to get it right. You know what I mean? Get it right for the kids, get it right for the district, get it right and you know, dot every I and cross every T. So there isn't anything to worry about down the line that everybody's doing the right thing. You know, you can see it, and it's on paper, and it's real. 103.9 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. Thank you, man. That was a lot.
And we didn't even get into charter schools.
Yeah, no. Perhaps next time. That's a whole nother discussion. But it's all about making kids right and ready for September. It's coming around soon. We got a lot of work to do before this year is done, but fall will be here before you know it. We are 103.9 WDKX. Thank you, sir, for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate being a WDKX in the Wake Up Club and for the Andrew A. Langston School.
Yeah, thank you once again.
Oh, absolutely.
The middle school.
And I'm going to be doing my best to work with, you know, Mr. Langston and any other, you know, individual that, you know, wants to be a part of good work that, you know, that we're going to be doing over there.
We are 103.9 WDKX.